There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Ticket Talk Back. Call 04-423-1010, text 4001, or message us for free on the Dubai Eye Messenger app.
So many things to say. There's not enough time in the world, though, is there?
No.
I don't know where to start with all that.
No.
I do not know where to start. But I do know if I had gone to that social media training course, then I would be answering back, which is never good, is it?
No,
they don't like it when you answer back. When you say, I'm sorry, but I think you'll find that's been debunked. A fish actually does have a longer memory, as we saw in Blue Planet, with the fish who went to find his clams and smashed them himself and now uses tools.
Exactly. So I think, yeah, it's best that Mark's gone there.
It's best for the trainer.
Yeah.
So yeah, Ticket Talk Back today, we would love you to get involved in the conversation by sharing your secrets of Dubai. We want you to be a Dubai insider for a good reason, because there's a job up for grabs, isn't there?
Yes, the W, they're a very cool chain of hotels. And when I think of the W's, I've stayed in Times Square, in West LA and St. Petersburg. I think cool rooms, music in the lifts, helpful staff. What do you think?
Definitely music in the lifts.
Mm.
They're normally dark and it's like a party.
Yeah.
It's memorable, it stands out in your mind, and really helpful staff. I've been at the St. Petersburg W and they sent me to some really cool places that I wouldn't have found on my own. So there's going to be a new W in Dubai next year, and I managed to get a hold of Anne Scott from the W. Anne, another one?
Another W. As if you could have more, as if there is too much. So we're opening the W Palm June next year. Very excited. Excited to bring just a whole new energy to Rock the Palm. And I think, you know, I think of the Palm Jumeirah as just one of life's bucket list destinations that people need to visit at least once in their life, if not 12 times in their life. And it's just great to bring W to Palm Jumeirah.
Now, at the W, they have turned the role of concierge on its head a little bit over the last few years. Can you tell us a bit more about what you've done there, Anne?
The W Insider is one of the iconic roles of any of our W's around the world. And so we have a network of approximately 50 W Insiders in our W hotels around the world. And they're the people who, as to coin a phrase of a customer, they make the impossible possible. So they are able to pull wow moments, extraordinary moments out of guest requests, and sometimes before the guest even knows that they want it. So I don't want to take away from the amazing job that concierges do around the world, but the W Insider does it just with a little bit more verve and a little bit more talent. We give the W Insider the challenge of being the cool hunter for the resort. So they will go out and find out what's new and next in the city, what's hot, and then we'll bring that knowledge back inside the team to make sure that the team is well-versed and well-understanding of what's going on in Dubai. And then we'll bring some of those insights to customers so that they know what's hot and happening.
When I stayed in the W in St. Petersburg, they had an insider there, and it was really useful because they sent me off to little jazz bars, little restaurants with just like three tables in them. So I think it's quite a special role. But I think in Dubai, it's not always necessarily the new stuff, is it? Sometimes it's old Dubai that you want to be sending people to.
I think you're absolutely right. And we know, for example, there are some incredible art collections and design houses in Al Khuf that sometimes they've been there for so long and they've been doing such an amazing job for such a long time that people don't necessarily know. We're so obsessed with what's opening new that we forget that sometimes the greatest stuff is what's out there. The key, I think, with the W Insider is that they'll be able to know what you want and then be able to add a twist on it or give you some insider spectacle that gives you an opportunity to have an even better time and to make it personal for you.
Is this a job you would be interested in doing, Truits?
Definitely. I mean, I've got Dubai Opera tickets sorted for now.
That's what I thought. But do you know the problem? We've got this job, which is why we have access to the people who work at Dubai Opera.
True.
If we didn't have this job, would we still have connections?
Well, you can keep email addresses and then get in touch with them.
Yeah, but I don't think you would be necessary anymore in certain worlds once you've left and you've got a different job.
Oh, yeah.
It's very tricky, isn't it? Because who is going to be the kind of person who's going to get this job? Because you've got to leave the job you're doing, whether that's where your connections are, to go and do this job. And then would you still have any connections? So, Anne, can you tell us a little bit about W Insider, who this is going to be? Like, who do you see in this role?
We think it will be the person who is the best connected. They have a network of people already in Dubai. So they already have access to maybe the hottest ticket or the sold out event, or they might have access to colleagues who know how to get the tickets for something that cannot be found, or the VIP ticket. I've used the W Insider sometimes, but it's not just that I'm going to a particular club, but the W Insider then said, but I know which table you should sit at. So it's not just about getting you in, but then I'll get you inside the VIP area, because then you get the best view of the show that's taking place. I'll give you a really nice example of when a W Insider really does their job. I was at an event recently and I was telling somebody about Martin Garrix and about he had done a great set at a club I was at, and it was amazing. And when I went back to my room the next day, they put a Martin Garrix playlist playing on the TV as I went into my room that night.
Wow.
In other words, they were able to make that a really unique and amazing experience for me, and then follow it up with the wow moment. That's amazing. I did some great music.
That is so cool, isn't it?
Personalized experience.
Yeah,
amazing.
I like that. What do you have up your sleeve when it comes to cool things to do in Dubai? Could you do the job, do you reckon, of W Insider? Curating cool experiences for guests, going that step, that extra step to be more than just helpful. And would you want to do it? Because you are pretty much making everyone else's life better. But you're going to have to be working all hours, I imagine, to do this.
Yeah.
This job is up for grabs. We're going to be asking all the important questions, like how much will I get paid? The first text we had today on the show is Becca. And I love it when you can tell that people are jumping stations. So I think she's listening to Dubai 92, our sister station, because she's asked, can I have a Christmas song? All I want for Christmas is you. Who sings that again?
Mariah Carey?
Well, Becca, we are here to make your dreams come true, with a few bells of it anyway. That's enough.
Ticket Talk Back. Call 04-423-1010. Text 4001 or message us for free on the Dubai Eye Messenger app.
And we're asking you to share something precious today. Your secrets on Dubai, if you've got any. Have you got any?
Secrets in Dubai?
Insider tips when it comes to Dubai. Mine would be go to Ravi's, meet Nadeem, who's always there, shake his hand, he will look after you all night.
Yeah, I don't have any, actually, which is so sad. I should have some
places.
You must
do. You must do.
I can't think of
anything. Think and cap on. You've got about 10 minutes time to think about this.
Okay.
The W Hotel is opening on the Palm in 2018, and we're looking for a W Insider to go work there. Someone who can create experiences for people who are going to be staying there as guests. Going a step further, really cool stuff that you might not otherwise know about when you visit Dubai on your holidays. And we've been asking people who share the ARN building here in Studio City with us for their Dubai Insider tips.
Just go to the old part of town. There are many small 3 to 4 star hotels that hold events. So I went to this 1 star hotel in, I think it was in Dubai once, and a band from Congo was playing. So I thought that was a very unique and very enjoyable experience. Everything was reggae and Africanized, all my favorite pop songs. So that was good. And it was very low-key. There were 20 people in the bar. And there was one other event. It was, I'm sure all our Kenyan listeners are familiar with Tony Nyadundo. He's a big star in Kenya, and all the ladies went gaga over him. He was a big superstar. So we were there at 9 p.m., and he got there at about 1 a.m., by which time we were ready to leave. But the ladies, oh my gosh, they went crazy over him. And I found out about these events on, well, not really dodgy, but like websites with smaller following, maybe. So maybe look at other websites that you wouldn't normally go on.
That's Zina digging deep for her Dubai Insider tips.
Yeah, and here's Sarah's Insider Dubai tip.
So everyone knows that Dubai is really good for views, you know, like getting really high up and getting that amazing vista. And people always head for the Burj Khalifa. And a really good place is, it's a bar called Vault. And it's really high up. I think it's even higher than the restaurant in the Burj Khalifa. And you get a fantastic view. And there's no queues. And you can relax while you're up there. And it's great.
That's a wicked tip. Never heard of it.
JW Barrett Marquee. The Vault. It's amazing.
I have not been to that bar. I'll definitely check it out now. Robbie?
I've got a little restaurant I go to almost every day, Shruti. It's a real hidden gem, this one. Just over the road from the office. It begins with S, it ends in Y, and it's a little joint called Subway. And I ordered exactly the same sandwich every single day. It's breaded chicken with green peppers, onion, lettuce and tomato with a bit of chili sauce. And I tell you what, that's got to be one of the best sandwiches you can get to buy. I am only joking, of course. I do have a lunch recommendation. Tasha's in Jumeirah. That is my favourite lunch in Dubai. And they've got me on a retainer. Just an amazing menu, great vibe, an amazing food. And they do an incredible line of desserts as well. The pavlova, off.
See, the Subway one would have been good if he'd said, if you speak to Dave, he'll give you extra cheese. Mm. Yeah. Natasha?
I think there are a lot of restaurants in Dubai which tend to get overlooked because the same places keep getting recommended. So my insider tip would be to ask the locals and go to places which are unusual. The one place which we really enjoy going to is a place called Waka. It is in Al Barsha, around Lulu Hypermarket, around that area. And it does extremely good Afghani cuisine, and it specializes in something called Shinwari cuisine, which is from some region in Afghanistan. The food is excellent. It's cooked from scratch, so it takes a long time to get to your table, but it's totally worth it. And my advice would be, if you're planning to go there, just make sure you might get ready to queue, because there are days on weekends when there's a long line of people waiting outside the restaurant.
I might actually do that tonight. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it does. But you have to wait a long time, apparently.
I don't mind queuing to get in places if they're good.
Like an hour, 2 hours?
Oh, I wouldn't queue for 2 hours, but I don't think it's ever going to be 2 hours. Who sits at dinner for 2 hours?
No, apparently you have to order the... So everything's made from scratch.
Yeah.
So you have to order it before you go. So you need to give them like a heads up warning that you need, that you're coming, and then they'll make it for you from scratch.
Whoa. Okay, I still think that's worth doing. Waka, that sounds absolutely brilliant. That could be our tip for tonight, couldn't it?
It could.
Just don't send everyone all at once. We are asking for your Dubai insider tips. Got one from Jono.
In Mall of the Emirates, there is a very little known spot, which is very, very close to the door, but nobody seems to know that exists because it falls just one row of cars behind where all of the other cars seem to park. There's always a space there, no matter how busy it is, except probably now everyone's going to try and use it. And that's my one tip for how I get to the mall on any public holiday without getting stuck for 3 hours looking for a parking space.
What floor is it on?
Not telling you that.
I bet it's ground floor. I think I know what he's talking about. I got ejected from the mall the other day. It was awful.
Why?
Waka is Pakistani and Afghan owners.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just had that in on 4001. Keep your Dubai insider tips coming in. We absolutely love them. We got a lot of people messaging in asking if you need experience in the hospitality business to apply for the job of W Insider on the Palm when it opens next year. We did ask Anne this from the W.
If they have a hotel background, that's fine, but that's not necessarily what we're looking for. So we're really interested in people who have a passion for creating amazing experiences for guests. And to be honest, if you're going to work in the hotel and hospitality industry, you do have to want to delight people, to want to create awesome experiences. So as long as it drives their spirit to create, you know, those amazing faces and those amazing wow moments, then we're happy to take somebody who doesn't have a hotel background, but who knows Dubai really well and knows how to make it happen and knows who's who, and they're connected and they're creative and they're cool, and they're ready to be the face of a W.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot here, Anne.
Ooh.
I am your guest in reception, and I've heard that there's some amazing Indian restaurants in Dubai, but when I look online, it just seems to be really expensive ones. I'm not really that bothered about having alcohol with my meal. Where is there any way you could think to send me?
If you were a guest and you were standing in front of me now, then I would be saying to you, so is it, do you want to go for dinner now? Do you want to go with friends? Do you want to go on your own? Are there any logistics that I need to plan for you? Because actually, if you wanted to have an amazing Indian experience right this minute now, then our kitchen, we have a fantastic team of Indian chefs. I'll put you a table in the sand now, and with your feet in the sand and looking at the sunset, I'll cook you the most amazing Indian dinner, and you can have it right here and now.
So if you're listening in and thinking, that could be me, what kind of wage are we looking at, Anne, for the W Insider?
Oh, great question. I'm not going to put salaries out there into the open media. We pride ourselves on paying great compensation. We're delighted to reward talent, so if people have the right skills, we'll make the package work.
Just got to get in touch with the W if you are interested in that job.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.